Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday Showdown at 10:20. We're going to talk about those Christmas cards. Do you write the whole Gonsa Magilla? The whole, this is what my 30 kids did this year. And this is what they're up to.
Gonsa Magilla? What the heck are you talking about, lady?
Again, I dropped a Yiddish.
English. We do speak English on this show in this country.
We do. We do. Gonsa sometimes. Magilla. But you guys learn a lot of Yiddish, too. Gonsa means big, giant. Yeah, like, Magilla. Magilla is a story. So a giant story. Do you write the whole Gonsa Magilla?
We know like the normal white people Yiddish, not the crazy stuff like that.
Like the oy vey, the Gonsa Magilla. Well, you learned another one.
Oh, man.
Do you write the whole big story?
Yes.
Do you write the card? And how long do you have to keep the card? I got a lot of questions about your Christmas cards. That's coming up at 10:20. But David's got a quick take for us to start.
So many headlines, so little time. Adam and Jordana now riff on some of the other big stories making news in this fast-moving segment we call Quick Takes.
The white people Yiddish, David. That's hilarious. I love it. I love it.
It's true, though. We all know like a few words, but not the rest.
Fantastic.
Of it. Yeah. Experts say that ecstasy is making a comeback since emerging in prominence on the party scene in the 80s. Ecstasy has become a staple of the festival and rave culture, but the drug also carries far more risks today than it did back then, making this rise to popularity more concerning. For example, the synthetic psychoactive in ecstasy has increased in potency by about 50% in the last 15 years.
Wow.
Now, this surprised me. Jordana, I can't say I know anyone who's tried ecstasy. I mean, maybe I do and they just haven't told me, but this is pretty much off my radar as a drug that is still prevalent and people are using. Are you surprised by this? Do you know people who have experimented with or use ecstasy?
You know, I haven't been around it. And I would tell you if I tried it, friends. Remember, I'm an open book. I haven't tried it. I mean, it's a party drug. People go to raves and take X and whatever, dance, vibe out, whatever they do. It doesn't surprise me, though, that it's become more potent, because with any drug, you need a better high the next time. You need something stronger. You need something more effective. I would worry about any, as with always, because I'm a rule follower, street drugs. It could be laced with fentanyl. Anything could happen. It doesn't surprise me at all. Kind of makes me want to try it. That was an inside thought that I said out loud. Sorry, David. I haven't had it. I don't know anything about it,
yeah.
But it must be fantastic because a lot of people do it.
I feel like there is like two streams of thought. Like my first thought is, not that I'm scared of it, but I go, ooh, ecstasy. I don't need another vice. I got plenty of problems in my life. That just sounds like
I'm
another
scared.
Problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some
I'm
people
scared.
Say the same thing where they go, huh, someday in my life I'd like to try it.
I feel the same way. If it was in a controlled environment, or maybe my Mayo doctors could keep an eye on me, then I kind of want, right? You don't want to go through life not having had an experience.
Tell
but
you
please,
what.
We are not advocating taking X on
if
this
you,
show.
If you do, though, I'll come to the party and observe you take ecstasy, okay?
Okay, there you go. You keep me safe.
I'll
no
come
problem.
To rave.
Good
Perfect.
Deal.
Saw a headline today. I intentionally did not read any further than this. The headline is, L.L. Bean is opening 8 new stores this year.
Okay. Yeah.
Jordana, L.L. Bean is one of those stores that I know exists, and I couldn't tell you one thing about it. I think it's clothing, but I'm honestly not even sure about that. And I'm surprised that a store like that in the age of Amazon and Walmart and everything is excelling and opening new stores. So are you surprised that L.L. Bean is opening more stores? And what the heck is an L.L. Bean? I have never set foot inside one.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm actually literally Googling right now L.L. Bean, like what kind of products they have, official site, because I remember possibly being in an L.L. Bean like in the 80s. Remember when everyone was in a duck boots? Remember the duck boots? Do you remember what those are? Duck
boots? I was not coherent in the 80s, if you remember that.
Okay, yeah, you're probably not even born.
I mean, not because of the ecstasy, because I wasn't born yet.
Right, he wasn't born yet. We all had those duck boots, like for winter, for wet weather. I mean, L.L. Bean looks to me kind of like a J. Crew. I'm looking at flannels. I'm looking at some nice Christmas sweaters, like those Fair Isle Christmas sweaters.
Yep.
I'm looking at cute little beanies, you know, hats and gloves. It's like an outdoorsy kind of. I'm surprised you haven't been in there, David. This is very David Josephson coded.
No,
because it's a lot. No, it's not.
Okay, what you're describing is like suburban girl crunching leaves and drinking a pumpkin spice latte outdoors, which is not my flavor of outdoors, if you haven't noticed. Does that
seem accurate?
Fair? Okay.
Very accurate.
Like photo shoot outdoors, not actual outdoors.
Nailed it. Okay, they have cozy slippers. I am surprised that L.L. Bean has lasted this long. They must have some kind of secret sauce, like some great quality of fabric, something, because it seems like they're kind of generic looking flannels, generic looking hats and gloves, but they must have a cult like following that is loyal to the brand. I don't think it's a super expensive brand.
Okay.
You know, they're looking at cozy blankets for $19.99. That's a legitimate gift if you're going to give somebody something. And I know they have those big tote bags that people do. Nothing stands out at me. I can't remember. Didn't they used to have an L.L. Bean at MOA? Wasn't it one of the
Do you remember
stores?
The part of this where I said I've never seen or been to an L.L. Bean? Yeah. I have no idea.
Maybe. I do remember that. Yeah. Okay. I probably have never been in it unless it was to walk through it to get to the mall.
Okay.
So I am surprised that it's lasted this long. But you know what? Whatever your special sauce is, L.L. Bean, you go, because we need these retailers to survive.
We're going to stick with...
Hold on. Someone says L.L. Bean is a specialized outdoor clothing store. The best store love the quality of their clothing. So there you go. People say, here you go. L.L. Bean, famously wicked slippers. Great store. L.L. Bean, the best flannel and sweaters everywhere. It was the preppy look, yes.
The outdoor and then slippers. Slippers are not outdoor.
David, you're ruining it. Let's just have it a cozy 80s preppy.
Don't
you remember the preppy handbook? I do remember, and that was very L.L. Bean. Yes, it was before David was born, but yeah, I do remember that. Maybe I'll go.
We are going to stick to the world of, I guess you could say, fashion, because here's the deal, Jordana. There is a party tomorrow night that you will be missing, the WCCO staff Christmas party. We're sad that you are going to miss it. It is, however, going to be a little chilly during that party. I'm looking at the hourly right now. When that party starts tomorrow, it's going to be -6 degrees. All right. So I will be going to this party tomorrow. And my wife is a little stressed about what she's going to wear because she wants to look nice. You're meeting a bunch of people for the first time at a holiday party. You want to look nice. You also, like, we're going to spend some more time downtown and we're going to be walking, like, multiple blocks around downtown tomorrow afternoon and evening. We're, you know, it's kind of a night out for us because we got a babysitter. We might as well extend it and do a few more things downtown.
Absolutely.
And I straight up told my wife, like, I don't tell her what to wear, but I said, whatever you wear, we will be walking multiple blocks outside at -6 degrees. What's your advice to her? How does she dress for a holiday party and stay warm in sub-zero temperatures?
Completely disregard whatever the dress code is. Girl, Katrina, honey, if he's making you walk multiple blocks, which, by the way, is grounds for divorce, what he should be doing is dropping you off at the front door, then going to park the car. So please, either file for divorce or have him drop you off at the front door. Done. Then if he's dropping you off at the front door, as he should do, and I am expecting him to do, you can hoop it up. You can do whatever you want. You can wear heels, do the thing. But if he is not chauffeuring you around, you dress like an Eskimo. You must stay warm. It's negative. What did you say? Negative six?
Negative six at party time. Yeah.
Not okay. Minnesota. Not okay. Don't do this to us, Minnesota. But again, even though we live in a place where humans probably shouldn't live, we choose it. You have to dress to make sure that you're safe and warm. And especially if your husband is making you schlep, you know what schlep means, making you schlep around downtown, you have to stay warm. So forget the heels, wear, you know, go to L.L. Bean and get your underlayer of what you need to wear to our holiday party. David, I'm sad I'm not going to be there. Should I record a speech that you can play on the big screen so I can have a semblance?
Sure. You go ahead and record a speech and I will not play it on the...
So bad.
I'm a little upset by your response to that, by the way. Hold on. I want to like walk Nicollet Mall holding hands. It's like a nice date night for us, like a nice winter date night. I want to like walk around under the lights and hang out and see things.
No. It's six below. This is not walking around. Take your wife on a date another time. This is not walking around.
No, tomorrow's the night. It's happening. We're doing it.
No. Katrina, boycott.
Okay, finally here on Quick Takes, which the last two are just blatantly me asking you about things in my life, so you can
hit me.
Disregard them if you want, but I think this is identifiable for most people. This weekend, obviously, it's cold. We're going to be inside. We will probably watch some TV as a family, which is honestly a rarity in my house that the four of us sit down together and watch a couple episodes of something together, sure. Which causes a problem because... there is not a lot of things that all of us can agree on, and everybody has an opinion about what we should watch. So, Jordana, what's the process? Like, if I'm going to sit down and watch a show, I do not want to watch a kid show. I want to watch something else, right? Like, sometimes we'll watch a nature show or something like that. Yeah. How do we decide what to watch when four people, two of them, you know, under eight and two of them over 35, how do we make that decision about what to watch this weekend?
Oh, this is the constant dilemma. I have three children, and when we are all home, it's almost like we have to start an hour in advance discussing what we should possibly watch. What do you guys think about this? I heard about this. And we try not to do series because it's rare that the five of us are in an home together for an extended period of time. I got two college kids and one grown up. So we try to do a movie. And then people will jump in with suggestions. How about this? How about that? Now, your kids are under eight, so you're probably going to get screwed and end up watching K-Pop Demon Hunters on repeat. And you're just going to... this is when you take a mini leaf product and you have to just understand you're in for the night and you're watching K-Pop Demon Hunters. If you want to keep the kids happy, and they're pretty... and it's kind of fun, too, for adults. The music is good.
Okay, so just to recap, your parenting advice for me today is to give up and use mood-altering products to get through parenting.
That's my parenting advice every day for other parents. Give up and take a gummy. honestly, look, you got to do what the kids want. They're not going to want to watch anything you want unless you do some kind of a nature show. Nature shows are classic. Like we love, in fact, one thing we all did agree on was something like The Hidden Lives of Pets. It was a documentary about pets, bunnies, dogs, cats, meerkats, you know, pets. And honestly, all of us loved it.
Yeah.
For different ages, and that we could agree on.
Yeah.
So that's something like that.
We've been watching Our Planet, which is one of these like nature documentaries with just stunning scenery of places. I think that's pretty cool. Plus, my kids get to see like an antelope get killed, which is always fun.
Okay. Well, maybe not that one. Yeah, I know. David Attenborough, relax. Relax. You know, we don't need all the life lessons. We don't need the mating either.
Oh, I think it's great.
We don't
need
that too. But some of those Disney movies are really good ones. Like even, honestly, The Little Mermaid. Your kids would love it. You would like it. Katrina could relive her days in the 90s. Something like that would be fun. But go for the Hidden Lights of Pets, too. That's a really good one. When we get back, the Holiday Showdown, all about your Christmas cards. How long do you keep them? Do you write the whole Gonsa Magilla, which we learned is the whole letter to update the family? I'll ask the question next.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Christmas Story versus Elf.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
I know him.
Turkey or ham? Real versus fake tree? Fun topics, serious opinions. Now on Adam and Jordana, let's debate how things should be done in an audience participation bit we're calling the Holiday Baking Championship, the Holiday Showdown.
Thank you for sending me a Christmas card. I will open it. I will read it. I will even read the single-spaced, you know, three sheets of information about your family. I will. I will read it. And then I will immediately put all of those things in the garbage. Thank you for sending it to me. I appreciate the thought. I'm glad for the update on your family. And immediately in the trash. What about you? How long do we have to keep Christmas cards? And do we have to keep them on display? 651-461-9226. How long do we have to have them? When are we allowed to throw them out? And do we have to keep them on display? Also chime in, do you want the card or do you want the full family biopic that happened over the last year? Do we need to know that little Haley with a GY, had her first day of daycare and she pooped three times? Do we want to know that? Do we need all of the information that little Caden got a gold star for being kind to his fellow boothmate in kindergarten? Do we need to know that? I want to know how Haley and Caden are doing. I don't necessarily want to know about the gold star. I'm very proud that you have a genius in preschool. I'm so glad that she is regular. It doesn't need to go in the Christmas card. How long do we have to keep them? And do you prefer the simple card? Or do you want the Gonsa Magilla, the long story about the whole fam? 651-461-9226. David, people, by the way, are saying you really should go to L.L. Bean.
Really? Oh, I'm convinced I don't need to go there, but I guess I should go just to check it out. I don't mind trying, but it doesn't sound like a store for me.
Someone says, I've been wearing fabulous bean boots. I have at least 10 pairs in this house. Wow. That's amazing. Okay, back to the, I got a lot of texts on L.L. Bean, so thank you for that. but I would like to know, how are we feeling about Christmas cards? You know, when I was growing up, there were just cards. There wasn't the letter. Then there became the letter, which I was like, oh, so nice. You know, I haven't spoken to my college roommate, you know, since we got married, but this is a nice way to keep in touch. So I'm so thankful that Beth Wolfgang, by the way, that is my college roommate, now Beth Ackerman, sends me that so I can keep up with her kids. She has four, by the way, and I'm looking forward to the update. But then it goes immediately in the garbage because what am I going to do with the letter? Nobody else wants to read it but me. And then it goes away.
So you're okay with like a full page letter telling you about their lives?
I got a lot of free time, David. I'm happy to read the letter. Yeah, absolutely. And also, if somebody took the time to write the letter, I'm going to read the letter. And I also want to know. And if there's something in there that's super braggy, I get to make fun of you about it with everybody else that I make read the letter. So know that there will be judgments. If you tell me about, you know, baby Kaylee's three poops at daycare, don't want to hear about that. And you will be made fun of mercilessly in my house if I hear about the regularity of your infant. Not information I need.
I think it all comes down to the length of the letter. If you get some of these letters and you start reading and it starts with something like, as the long year becomes chilly and the days are shorter and we come closer to another new year together with our friends and families, the Johnson family has turned. And I'm like, no, I ain't got to. We've all read those letters.
Stop it, Johnson's.
Like, don't stop it, Johnson's. Don't do that.
Stop it.
Give me like some brief sentences or bullet points and some pictures. Johnny was excited about baseball. Look at a cool picture of him in his baseball uniform. Done. Period. End.
So cute.
And I'm happy to read that kind of update, but don't give me this like flowery, drawn out letter. Like because it sounds like a letter that's just to me, but it's not. It's just this thing that you probably had AI help you write that is to everyone and yet no one at the exact same time. And I don't have time for that. I literally gave a letter like that to my daughter and said, she loves reading. I said, can you read this and paraphrase it for me? And she did. She read the whole thing and she gave me the spark notes of it or whatever. And I was like, thank you. That was just enough. That's all I need to know about that family.
She's winter GPT.
Yeah. No, that doesn't mean I don't care about the people in my life. But if you really want to tell me about your life, like, write me an actual letter that's to me, or give me a call, or let's schedule a time to get together. But
that's
full page from the
nobody really wants to
50
talk.
Plus people that, you know, you're getting a letter from this year. Too much. Too much.
Right. You have more friends than me. I don't have that many friends, but I get it. So some of your texts before we get to Tim Lammers. Jor, my mom called them brag letters. LOL. We kept them for the season, but mostly for a chuckle. Yes, absolutely. Paul and Deb, our dear friends in Coon Rapids. Christmas cards are appreciated. We keep them in a basket until January 2nd, and we like the newsletters. Me too, guys. And that's also, if they're really pretty, then they can become part of the decor. So when I get cards, usually I'll display them, you know, birthday or whatever for the week or through the season. But yeah, January 2nd sounds like a good time to dump them. Let's see, no rules anymore. Keep as little or as much as you want. Display them or don't. Okay, fair enough. Jor, oh, hold on. This is a very long one. Skip the letter. We have social media these days to see what your kids are doing. Jor, just a simple card with Christmas wishes is perfect. Letters and photos and the boastful stuff is BS. I don't mind the letters and photos. Sometimes the boastful stuff gets a little crazy. Jor, at our house, we keep all Christmas cards in a decorative holder throughout the season. Our kids like to look through them when they come over. And after the season, my wife gets rid of most of them but saves a few of photos of some close family and friends, and we'll often do something crafty and creative with them down the line. We read the letters, but they're immediately recycled and not saved. Oh, so smart. I love that you're doing something crafty with them. Also, I love getting Christmas cards, this texter says, and I have the perfect place to display them through the holidays. Then they go in the trash, Andy. Fair enough, recycling. Jor, I've had fun writing parody letters. Oh, please immediately send me one. Jordana.green@odyssey.com. Immediately, I need to see these parody letters. Hilarious. Thank you for having fun with it. Jorsum Christmas cards are beautiful pieces of art. I put them in frames and treasure them. That they can be decor because some of them are really beautiful. So I understand that. The letters can go in the trash, but some of them are decor. I'm quite late for the break, and we do have Tim Lammers joining us. I am so excited to hear his review of the next Knives Out mystery. I love the first two. I can't wait to hear the next one. Tim Lammers, up next.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been watching. I've been down here in Florida with my parents to visit my mom, who's ill. And we have been watching the second Knives Out mystery in preparation for the release of Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery once again starring Daniel Craig. It's debuting on Netflix today. I cannot wait. Tim Lammers will be joining us in just a minute, but let's hear the trailer for Wake Up Dead Man, Knives Out.
Everyone thinks I did it. I didn't do it.
This goes way beyond normal police work. This is something you and I have not experienced. Perfectly impossible crime.
This case is solvable, right?
I'm incapable of not solving a crime. Oh, you'll see. It's fun.
Wicks.
I'm excited. I'm enjoying the second one over again with my parents. I hope this is going to be just as good. Tim Lammers is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my friend.
And yes, I mean, these are great movies, right? Knives Out 2019, Glass yes. Onion, mm-hmm. A Knives Out Mystery was 2022, I believe. And now today, you can still catch it in theaters. It is playing in select theaters. It's a Netflix movie. You know, there's controversy mm-hmm. about those people lately, for a big award season film like this, they tend to leave them in theaters a little longer. So hopefully you can catch it on the big screen, but also Netflix is a great alternative, obviously. And the one thing I've been telling people is, even if you haven't seen the first two, you don't need to walk into this one because they're all separate. They're like Agatha Christie novels. You know, Echo Perot is the, you know, the detective in the Agatha Christie novels and movies with Kenneth Branagh, just like Daniel Craig as Benoit Blanc with that foghorn, leghorn accent of his.
So good.
He even says
so good.
he loves the doing the foghorn leghorn, and he's this intrepid detective. And writer director Rian Johnson, brilliant scripts, brilliant movies, all three of them. I have to say, Jordana, this might be my favorite of the three. I don't know why that
really?
Is, but yeah. Oh my God! In the ensemble cast, they're all different. They're all huge. In this one, you have Jeremy Renner. You have Josh O'Connor. You have Josh Brolin, who plays this firebrand preacher who suddenly drops dead, and it's pretty obvious he was murdered. So everybody in this small church community is suspect. You have this groundskeeper, Thomas Hayden Church, a lawyer played by Kerry Washington. I mentioned Jeremy Renner. I mean, the list goes on and on. These are great big ensemble casts. And, you know, the acting is great, but the writing is really what makes it, because it keeps you thinking throughout the whole thing, who did this? It's a whodunit. And, yeah, this is really, again, one of my, I think it might be my favorite of the three.
Oh, my, I'm so thrilled because I'm literally rewatching the second one, which there's so much there. So, and I, it's so fun. The characters are great.
Yeah.
So I will watch the third also with my folks. It's a great activity for us at home. So thank
you. Yeah, I would say so. And also being that it's on Netflix, I mean, you know, I wouldn't, you don't, might not want to interrupt your viewing by rewinding it, but you do have the option to see it again, because you're right. There are a lot of details, and he's going to be dropping clues in there that you might not catch the first time as to who is guilty. You know, so that's what's fun about these movies. But yeah, I would suggest, you know, trying to see it all the way through and then going back to see if you missed out on any clues, because it is definitely, because you're watching Glass Onion again. I mean, these are fun movies. Yes, it's a murder mystery. I mean, there's nothing fun about that. But, you know, the writing is great. And it's so funny, too. I mean, just great humor that lightens it quite a bit. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And again, Daniel Craig is brilliant. There is much more to this guy than James Bond.
He's so good. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm so glad. Now I'm excited, even more excited for that one. Let's move on to what is on demand. It's called Christie, starring Sydney Sweeney as female boxing icon Christie Martin. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
You must be the lady I've been hearing so much about.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to meet you, Mr. King.
Well, tell me about yourself. Jesse here says that you fight in all pink.
I'm from West Virginia.
What's that got to do with pink?
Nothing, sir. I'm just telling you about myself.
Yeah, pink was my idea.
Okay, I don't know that much about boxing icon Christie Martin. I know Sydney Sweeney is just the it girl lately, but tell me more.
Yeah, well, that's just it. And it's great that, you know, actors like Sydney Sweeney take on projects like this to bring attention to people like Christie Martin, a true, female boxing icon, if not pioneer, really sort of elevated the sport to the next level. Now, the sad part about this movie is that it came out in limited release. It's a smaller independent movie that just got crushed at the box office.
Ooh.
And nobody saw it. And truth of the matter is that she is so good that I would consider her a contender for best actress at the Oscars.
Yeah.
I mean, she is that terrific in this. But the thing about Christie Martin is she had a fight going on inside the ring, obviously, but outside of the ring with an abusive husband who was also her manager. And so really the most beneficial part of a movie like this is that it's going to draw attention to issues like this. And that's part of the reason why Sydney Sweeney took on the project to begin with. So, you know, everybody had a heyday with any time a big star is in a movie that bombs, the headlines are out there talking about it. Just because a movie doesn't do good at the box office means it's a bad movie. This is a great movie. Premium video on demand would be one that you would either have to purchase or rent on, say, like a Prime Video, Apple TV, Fandango at Home, YouTube Movies and TV.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, look, I mean, if you didn't spring for the price of a ticket in theaters, it's definitely, you know, worth springing for the price of watching this at home on demand. It's just really a terrific movie, terrific performance, and I certainly hope that it gets more attention as award season comes. We get deeper into award season towards the Oscars.
Tim, someone's asking me, it's a listener question, so sorry to surprise you about this, but they said, please ask Tim if there's any truth to the new Jesse Stone, Tom Selleck movies being released. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I haven't been following that, but here's some good news. Tom Selleck just signed on to new management. So you don't get management unless you plan on working still. Now, we have to remember, how old is Tom Selleck now?
Well, I'm Googling that right now because he's 80. Tom Selleck is 80.
But wow, that doesn't mean any. Him. That doesn't mean. Look, Dick Van Dyke's going to be 100 tomorrow. Okay.
I know.
He's been working in his 90s. So he just signed. It was a week ago that he signed with new management. So again, I would imagine that there's always that possibility that there will be more Jesse Stones or whatever. Yeah, I mean the guy. He's an icon himself. I mean he's been around a long time. So hey, he's having fun. He's going to keep going at it. The last Jesse Stone movie was quite a while ago. So, yeah, it would be interesting to see. Here we go. Another Jesse Stone movie is officially in development. But, you know, development, that can take a while. But hopefully that's not going to be the case here.
Yeah, I get it. Tim Lammers, always great to talk with you. Anything you want to add? Anything you want to promote?
Well, I interviewed Kelsey Grammer this week for a movie called Turbulence. That's also available on demand today. It's not quite online yet on Forbes, but it will be this afternoon. And I'll mention it next week. But Kelsey Grammer, what another great actor that's been around for a long time, done some great work. So I will make sure to promote that interview next week as well.
Absolutely. How fun. You have a fun job, my friend. Tim Lammers, read him at directconversations.com and at forbes.com. Look for that Kelsey Grammer interview. Thanks so much for joining us, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Jordana.
You got it. We'll talk to Tim next week. Are you guys watching professional flag football? Is this going to be a thing for us? The NFL is going all in on a new game plan for two professional flag football leagues. Do we have the appetite for that in Minnesota? Let's talk next. Are you interested in flag football? And I mean, not playing it with your friends, watching it professionally in men's and women's sports on the TV. This is interesting to me. Flag football is fun, and it's a great way to play the sport of football with its strategicness, but not get hurt or a concussion or die. So the NFL, get this, this is an NFL thing. They're going all in on launching two professional flag football leagues. One is for men, one is for women. Okay? According to a league executive, the investment is also going to create a pipeline for youth to continue flag football into college and eventually go pro. So this is a whole thing. College scholarships, and yes, a professional league, but sponsorships, you know, the whole shebang. Are we in on this? Do you think there is enough space in the sports landscape? I know people are going to bet on it, that's for sure. Is there enough space in the sports landscape to prop up a men's and women's professional flag football league? 651-461-9226. I might watch it a little, and depending on, I mean, look, I only know flag football from like what we played in camp, not playing at a high level. We always played, by the way, they were mixed teams, men and women. But if this is playing at a high level and there's like real athleticism involved here and real strategy, you know what? I think it could have a shot. I don't really like watching football because it is so violent. You see these people, like the legs getting crushed underneath each other and getting knocked down. Honestly, it's pretty violent. I'm not a fan of that. I know other people love the big hits. It's just not for me. So would this be a good alternative? 651-461-9226. Would you watch, David?
Well, I think the fact The key word you just said is alternative, because I think if you have an idea that flag football is going to gain anywhere near the possibility that the NFL has right now and in any way replace that in the next 5, 10, 20 years, I think you're foolish. However, there are
I don't think so.
Many other sporting events and leagues that are launched every year, and many of them fail, but a few of them succeed, and we see new. I mean, there's a couple of volleyball teams locally. We have the new women's professional hockey league that the Minnesota team has done really well. There's examples of leagues succeeding, and a league like this backed by the NFL, which means they have deep pockets. They don't have to give up if they don't make money in the first couple of years of it. And the fact that football is so popular, all you need is a 0.5% of the popularity of the NFL to go into these flag football leagues, and they could make money and be successful. So, yeah, I think perhaps more.
I mean, is it fun to watch? Do you think people would watch? Is it compelling to watch? Because a lot of people watch football and hockey for the fights, for the, well, not football for the fights, but for the big hits.
For the contact of it. I think if you compare it to the NFL, no. But if you are somebody, I'm guessing these are going to be played off season, so that somebody has an appetite for football will be able to watch this league that starts. I bet they'll start in March, right after the Super Bowl's over. And people that are used to sitting down and watching football will now have an option to do so. And no, it's not the same game, but it has some of the same strategy and intrigue. So, yeah, I think it. Look, I think any new league that is launched has an uphill battle. It is tough to get something like that started and to gain interest, but I think this league would have a better chance than most to be successful. But that success does not mean NFL status. It means shorter than that, less than that.
Yeah, less than that. I mean, I think it might have a shot. I might peek in. I think it would be a good trend. A less violent football is a good trend. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, talking about less violent, you know, what is going on with basketball in Edina? They're canceling basketball showcases because they're afraid of violence. Let's talk next.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.